The fire licked the edges of the wood. His most recent addition was too large, and it didn't ignite immediately. It sat in the fire, a hulking tree carcass dragging down the larger agenda of warmth. He rubbed a hand across his knees and leaned closer to the meager flames. The only warmth hit his face, but it came with billows of smoke. He coughed and leaned closer. He didn't care. He already smelled like smoke, and he was going to die before he got a bath. His face felt like it was glowing from the warmth. His skin felt large and taut and stretched out across too many ridges. If he moved, the skin would split, and his skull would pull out and leer at the fire instead. So he didn't move. In his last moments of leisure, he broke down and thought of his family one last time. It was weak of him, but no one would care. He could hear Lewis sobbing and Franklin's strained laughing behind him. So he gave in. Weak man baby tears rolled down his cheeks, leaving cold tracks on his hot skin, driving home the point that his composure failed, and his facade cracked. The tears ended their journey where they ought, the fires of hell. They hissed as they slowly extinguished his small fire.